Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Coverings in Las Vegas, and I'm in the Crossville space with Lindsay Ann Waltrip, Vice President of Marketing. Lindsay, how you doing?
We're great. Good to be here.
So you now, I need to tell you, we just did our annual report, and we ran the numbers, and Crossville is now the number two tile company in the U.S. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
It really, really is. It is a very competitive environment right now in the tile industry. And to move up a notch, I am thrilled.
Well, the next position that you've got to overtake is a steep hill. As you know, most people know that when Dale Tile purchased Marazzi, that combined those two companies, at least from the perspective that we look at it. So you are growing nicely. I think you're at least growing with the market, if not more. Most people know that Crossville has the majority of their business in the commercial market, which is one of the stronger sectors as we look at where the growth's coming from. So let's talk at the show. You were telling me prior to the interview that you're really not introducing anything new at the show at this point, right?
No, we're not. We have a couple of other times of the year where we do launch new products. April is not one, but we come to this show in support of our distributors and to be able to preview things for them. So you'll learn a little bit more about our launches in coordination with Neocon, that being a commercial show, and we being primarily a commercial company.
It certainly makes sense. You know, in this business, product development moves in cycles, and I think it's probably smart to launch your new products there at that show, considering where your business is. So as you mentioned, this is Coverings, these major booths, and it's not a very highly trafficked show. It's because it's a distributor show, and when you look at the number of distributors in the U.S., I mean, there might be 500 or so.
That's true, and they range in various sizes. We actually have about 37 distributors, so really not that huge of a number on how we manage to sell the whole country.
All right, so last night you had a distributor event. That is a key way of entertaining, making sure that you're impacting the business. Tell us what happened last night.
You know, we haven't done one in a while, and we really felt like it was time to bring everybody together in the same room, share some of our successes, share the areas where we feel like we all have room to grow and to do a better job, and then celebrate the fact that this is an amazing show and kick it off very well and in style. We had a really good time last night.
Now, when it comes to distribution, Crossville actually owns a few of the distributors that you go through. What regions of the country are those in?
We have Crossville Tile and Stone in Florida, North Carolina, Atlanta, Alabama, and west into Texas and Oklahoma.
Now, you've got another thing to talk about here. You've just won an award. You're the Supplier of the Year with the CTDA, which is the Ceramic Tile Distributors Association. Tell us how you won that.
Well, the CTDA has a set list of requirements, if you will, and questions that they send out to their constituents, and everybody fills in the blank on who they feel does the best, and then they tally all of these different categories that they're evaluating, and that's their methodology for choosing Supplier of the Year. So combined with your news of being number two, and then for our distributors out there feeling that we're number one this year, we're very, very excited about how our brand is being perceived professionally.
As we look at this year and all of the statistics, tell us a little bit about how you're feeling as far as what the year is going to bring to you from a growth perspective.
You know, I think everybody will say that the first quarter was hard. The weather was a major impediment to moving product, to installing product. We've been out here for a couple of days doing setup, and apparently there were some big time storms and a lot of rain across the U.S. yesterday. So my heart goes out to those people who were affected by that. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how these dynamics affect the overall year. We're holding in a very optimistic place. Our distributors last night also felt very optimistic about what we see happening in the commercial market. It's just a matter of being sure that everybody has what they need in place to move some tile and get it installed.
All right, one last question. Since you do focus in the commercial market, and we know that there's those vertical sectors, and, you know, as we look at where tile is doing very well, obviously I'm seeing it in hospitality, I'm seeing it in retail. Where are some of your strengths in the commercial market?
Well, you just hit two of them right there. There's another show that's actually going on at the same time as this, and that is the McDonald's show. And so Frankie Galifianakis is out over at the McDonald's show right now for our quick serve restaurant segment. So we do very, very well in that. That's an area where you've got to have high maintenance with extreme cleanability. And we offer those products with the appropriate decaf and cleaning solutions there. We continue to see hospitality be strong. We just finished the HI Connect show in Nashville, and we're gearing up for HD back out here in Vegas next month. That business has room to grow, and I think there's a lot of aging properties out there that need some refurbishment. We have the right products to be able to do that quickly and efficiently for those properties.
Okay, Lindsay, it was great to talk to you. It's a beautiful space here. You have this moss-colored wall, which is, again, emphasizing what you're doing from a sustainability perspective, right?
Yes, very much so. And that's part of our story. And our company is very much about telling our story. And one that we really hope to make great strides on is our sustainability story. We crush toilets. We crush tile. We have Hydrotech. We just were part of the TCNA's Life Cycle Assessment and Environmental Product Declaration Program. And so we just need to make sure that everyone understands the great lengths that we go to be one of the most, if not the most, sustainable tile company in North America.
All right. Well, it's great to visit with you. Have a good show. Again, been talking to Lindsay Ann Waltrip, who's Vice President of Marketing with Crossville. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.